Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Oivikechavim, a non-Jew, shahidlik esener, that lit a lamp, mishtamishli oire Yisrael. A Yid may use its light. Now we're talking about a case where the Oivikechavim lit it for his own use. He didn't do it for the Yid. So he lights the lamp, bechveis, he counts his money, walks away, the Yid can go by, sit down, and do what he has to do over there. However, the imbishvil Yisrael, if you know for a fact that he did it for the Yid, even if the Yid didn't tell him to do it, it's asa for the Yid to use the Ner. What are we scared of? I mean, after all, the Yid didn't ask the Avid Kechavim to do it. And the answer is, Chazal, we're scared that if people were allowed to use the light this way, the next time they're going to be tempted to ask him to light it for them. You know, there's a chumrah when an Oivik Echavim does something for a Yid on Shabbos, which doesn't even exist when a Yid himself does something on Shabbos. And that's called B'chidei Sheyasu. If a guy makes something for a Yid on Shabbos, you have to wait, Mitzai Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take to do that, so that you don't benefit from the fact that he did it on Shabbos. Vayter Zok the Mishnah. Milei Mayim, if an Oivik Echavim drew water, Lahashkes Behemtai, to water his own animal. Mashka Achrav Yisrael. There's no problem for a Yid to water his animal after him. Now, Lamaisa, what malacha was the Avid Yechavim over by drawing water? The answer is, let's think about this. Remember what a Rishus HaYachid is? High or deep 10 and wide 4? Well, the well itself is a Rishus HaYachid. And the animal is in the Rishus HaRabim. So you can't give water to the animal without transferring the water from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Now the Yavid Yechavim did it for his behemoth. There's water left over, so the Yid can allow his own behemoth to step up and drink as well, as long as he didn't do it for the Yid. The Yimishul Yisrael, but if he did draw the water for a Yid, Aser, then the Yid can't use it. The Mishnah Vayter, the big ship comes to shore. How do you get off the ship? There has to be like a ramp to be able to come down. So what happens? If Asa Oivit Kechavim, if a non-Jew went and made a kevesh, a ramp, layered by, to come down from the ship, he did it for himself, Yerid Achav Yisrael, the Yid can follow him down. He didn't make it for the Yid, so it can be used on Shabbos. The Yimishul Yisrael, but if he made this gangway, if he made this ramp for the Yid, Aser, the Yid's going to have to stay on the ship. Until when? So like we said before, till after Shabbos. Not only after Shabbos, but enough time after Shabbos that it would take to make this ramp. Zakta Mishnah Maita Maita, there was a story about Rabbi Gamliel, the Zakenim, by Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim, Sheyaboyim Besfina, who arrived on a ship. The ship came to the port on Shabbos. The Asa Oivik Echavim Kevesh Leiridbay, and Oivik Echavim, a Gentile, made this ramp to be able to come down. He did it for himself. And therefore, v'yardu by Rabbi Gamliel u'zakenim. Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim came down behind him. As long as he did it for himself, they were allowed to do it. Now here there may be a little bit of a problem. Normally when a ship reaches shore on Shabbos, you can't get off the ship. Do you know why? Because of the Tchum Shabbos problem. The ship traveled out of the Tchum. When Shabbos comes, you can only be within the Tchum. That's 2,000 amos in each direction from wherever your official point of resting is on Shabbos. And if you travel out of the Tchum, you can't go anymore. So you know what the Gemara tells us? You know why there wasn't a problem over here? Because Rabbi Gamliel had a special telescope. And he was able to see these 2,000 amos. And he knew that the ship was already within the range of the 2,000 amos. Before Shabbos, so there was no problem of the Tchum. Okay, so what do we learn in this Mishnah? Basically, we learned that if an Oivik Echavim does something for himself, the Yid can use it afterwards. If he does it for the Yid, you can't. And the Mishnah gave us a case of a Ner, where the Oivik Echavim lit a Ner. The Mishnah gave us a case of where he drew the water from the well, and a case of where he makes this gangway off the ship. What do we need all three cases for? Zakta Batanura, if we just had a case of Ner, but the Avid Yechavim makes a light, and you would just tell me the halacha that if he makes the light for himself, a Yid can use it afterwards. I would say, you know why Beiner it's mutter? Because I'm not scared that he added more light because he sees the Yid there. I mean, the same light is good for two people. But by water, where it could be that the Yav Yechom looked behind him and said, oh, there's a Yid with his behemoth. Let me draw a little bit of water for him also. So maybe there should be Aser, even though officially he did it for himself. And if he would have just told me in the case of the water, that if he does it for the Yid, it's Aser, I would say, but by the Ner, even if he does it for the Yid, being that he himself also needs it, because Ner Le'echad, Ner Le'meya, the same Ner that lights up a room for one, lights it up for 100 people in the room, maybe there it's okay. So I need both cases. So why then you have to teach me the case of the ramp? The ramp is the same as the Ner. The ramp that's good for one is good for 100 people afterwards. The answer is, because the Mishnah wanted to show me the story of Ram Gamliel and the Zakenim. That's called Maisa Rav. Why do you think we are more machmer when Oyvet Yechavim does something for a Yid, that you would have to wait B'chadei Sheyasu, the amount of time that it would take to make it after Shabbos? And the answer is, because people may have a tendency more so to be lenient about this, to tell an Oyvet Yechavim to do something for you on Shabbos. So therefore Chazal to be more machmer. It's not Kedai, you're not going to gain anything out of it. Now there are times you are allowed to tell an Oyvet Yechavim to do something for you on Shabbos. It may be Tzarech Rabim, it may be for a specific purpose. And of course there are situations where you don't tell him outright to do it. All of these are complicated halachas, and one should check with a Rav before he does it.